رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، ربي يسر ولا تعسر، وتمم بالخير، وبك نستعين يا فتح، آمين ثم آمين يا رب العالمين. In continuation with the tafsir of Surah Al-Kahf, inshallah ta'ala, in this session, we will do some explanation of Ayah 60, 61 and 62, and we will extract lessons for ourselves as we go along. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال موسى. And remember when Musa alayhi salam said, in وإذ, أذكروا is included, meaning remember. Especially when there is any story being narrated, this style is adapted. We saw in Surah Al-Baqarah too, this word has been used at different occasions in Quran. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ. And remember when Musa alayhi salam said to his boy servant, فَتَاهُ, فَتْحَ is from word فَتْحَةٌ, فَتَن, فِتْيَةٌ. It is called to a young man. Usually it is used for a teenager. Who was he? We get from Sahih narrations that he was Yushe bin Nun. He was young and he used to help Musa alayhi salam in his prophethood work. He was also a student of Prophet Musa alayhi salam. La abrahu, I will not give up traveling. Word abrahu is from barahun. It is to turn back. I will not give up. It has commitment in it. The lesson we learn for ourselves is, when we get out to do anything, we should make a commitment. We should join ourselves with that work. We should patch ourselves with it. We will not give up. Till when? Hatta abluga, until I reach. Abluga is from balagha, ba lam ghain, iblagh, to transport. Knowledge is transported, meaning till I arrive there, reach there. Another lesson is completion of the task. Will not rest till I reach there. Majma' al-Bahrain, the junction of the two seas. Majma'a is from Jama'a, Jim, Mim, Ain, junction. A place where two things meet. Which one? Bahrain, two seas. Which two seas were they? Red Sea and White Sea. Meaning, one side it is Red Sea and the other side it is White Sea. It is a place where both of these seas meet. As Musa alayhi salam stayed most of his life in between Madian and Misr, so here one of his journey has been discussed. Let me mention one thing here, that mentioning of Musa alayhi salam's journey was to open the reality to Kuffar of Makkah, that it is not necessary that whatever our naked eyes see, what we think it is exactly the same. Usually, people who do injustice seem like they are flourishing in this world. And sometimes, innocent people face difficulties. Disobedient people seem to have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings in abundance. And lives are made unbearable for those who are obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So people should not be misled by all of this, that this is what actually going to happen. It was told that although Muslims seem to be subdued by you, but it will not stay like this forever. A time is about to come when they will dominate and will overcome you. It was also made clear with this story of Musa alayhi salam that the message Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was giving is not a new one. This chain of prophets is going forever, and Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the last link in this chain. Another question comes into mind, that when this story happened and where it happened. One thing is that nothing is mentioned in Quran about that. We get a narration from Hazrat Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu that it happened when Firaun was destroyed and Musa alayhi salam settled his nation in Misr. We do not get any other narration from anywhere else. And other than that, Musa alayhi salam did not go to Misr to settle down after the destruction of Firaun. But we do get it that it was the time of Yushe bin Nun. So it is definitely after Firaun drowned. Here we also understood that these experiences might have been in the beginning of his prophethood. Like all the prophets got them so they could be prepared to do deen's work, which is required for prophethood. The way Prophet ﷺ was taught through the journey of Miraj. One interesting fact, that previous surah, Bani Israel, starts with سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي أَسْرَى بِعَبْدِهِ لَيْلًا مِّنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ لَيْلًا مِّنَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ الْأَقْصَى started with the story of Prophet ﷺ's Miraj journey. It was actually a journey of ilm, an ilm of observation. Here such ilm of Musa alayhisalam is also mentioned. It shows that when someone is to put responsibility for the guidance of humanity, then they are subjected to such observations, so that they are ready to deal with the difficulties of prophethood and accept them happily. When they face any difficulty, then instead of finding anything wrong in it, they are able to spot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's hikmah behind that. Instead of considering it a trouble, they are able to find it their well-being. So it is quite possible that this story is of the beginning years of Musa alayhi salam's prophethood. Another opinion is that Musa alayhi salam was subjected to these observations when Bani Israel was facing the same type of circumstances the way Prophet ﷺ and his companions were facing in Mecca. It is not a big thing. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trained through books, and many times, in fact, most of the times, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala trained through circumstances and incidents. Although pray for one dua that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me insightful so I am able to spot the signs. I am able to seek hikmah. I am able to understand what you want from me, and I am able to understand your will. Whoever gets this quality, then inshallah ta'ala, a simple incident can become the biggest lesson for him. Such incidents become the cause of increasing someone's iman too. When someone accepts Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions wholeheartedly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants special blessings upon such people. When people believe on obvious, then their hearts do not open. The way people of Mecca were facing adverse conditions, tyranny, injustice, the same way Muslims of Misr were also facing tyranny. They used to ask in restlessness and frustration that why Pharaoh and his companions were getting all the blessings and they are facing such adverse circumstances. Situations like this, when people start losing hope, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala console prophets too. Whoever will have iman in his heart, who will accept Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's decisions, like raditu billahi rabbam wa bil islami deenam, those decisions which are heavy on his heart, although they are difficult on his nafs, and he will accept them gladly, then he will also receive such glad tidings that أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوْعَدُونَ Only steadfast people do get this. In which direction Musa alayhi salam went? It is said about it that it was towards Sudan. And Majma' al-Bahrain is the place where nowadays near Khartoum, these are two branches of River Nile. Behre Abyad and Behre Ahmar. These are places even I have seen where one side of water is blue and the other side is white. Subhanallah. And both meet but do not merge into each other. If we put ink at one side of water, we will end up making the whole water blue. But these are all Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creations. He even kept water separate, and even water is obedient to his commands. Then why human beings should not obey? And they have more wisdom. So it was said, Hatta abluga, until I reach where? Majma' al-Bahrain, the junction of the two seas. Otherwise, aw amdiya huquba, or until I spend years and years in traveling. Word amdiya is very interesting. As you all say it at all time, Mazi, the time past, the era which is gone. The word huquba is from huquban. Ha, qaf, ba. Era in which any work has been done. It is plural of ahqab. Some say it is between 70 to 80 years duration. It is the same as we say century to 100 years. What it means is year after year, a very long time. It is used as a phrase here. Unaccountable time. You can say infinity. This is actually Musa alayhi salam's commitment. It comes in Surah An-Naba, لَابِثِينَ فِيهَا أَحْقَابًا. They will abide therein for ages. لَا يَذُوقُونَ فِيهَا بَرْضًا وَلَا شَرَابًا. Nothing cool shall they taste therein, nor any drink. The same way, حَقِيبَ is called to a leather bag, in which things related to travel are kept. It is said, I will keep on walking and will not stop. These are the true seekers of knowledge. In this story, there are a lot of lessons to be learned for knowledge. For seeker of knowledge, for a teacher, for a possessor of knowledge. We learned manners of learning knowledge. Number one is commitment. أَمْضِيَ هُقُوبَ. Will keep on traveling. Second, لَا أَبْرَحُ. Will not stop, not quit and not give up. This type of commitment is the name of achieving something. If we see, then the journey of seeking knowledge stays forever. A kid starts learning from his mother's womb. In all our lives, we hear voices regarding knowledge, whether we want to hear it or not. But note this, that all of this is not knowledge, but information and news. Even if you go for a dars or go to hear any speaker, it increases your information about knowledge. A sermon melts your heart, but acquiring knowledge is a totally different thing than this. Seeking knowledge is respected a lot in Islam, and you can read in any hadith book, traveling for the sole purpose to seek knowledge. You will find so many things in history that people get so worried about Muslims' love of acquiring knowledge. You must remember Jabir bin Abdullah, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, how he went to Syria just to learn one hadith. How he buys a camel and stands in front door of Abdullah bin Unas, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Although he was aware of that hadith, but he wanted to add his name in the chain of narrations and to learn ilm. So you see, Mu'az bin Jabal, he was sent by Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to Yemen so he could teach knowledge there. You will find numerous stories. But today, neither matters of knowledge exists, nor did that love of learning knowledge remained. Desire to do so is there, but sacrificing is very difficult. It is the longest journey in which you put your life at stake. We face many stages in our life in which we renew our connection with knowledge over and over again after it is broken several times. Times like these, we feel so fortunate to be connected with knowledge. We can take an example of this journey as we are on the 60th ayah, Alhamdulillah. Just think of the time before this journey. It took us 5 months to reach here, Alhamdulillah. And you must have faced many situations in these months. When you could have disembarked from this journey, being a mother, so many situations would have come across when this journey could have ended or stopped. Many of you might have paused your journey for any reason, then you must have continued with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings. Shaitan plans so big so he could make you halt your journey, and he put a thought in minds that so what, we will do it again. It is okay to stop now, and we are not leaving it forever. So we keep on circling in the same circle, but we will never be able to reach at the finish line. La abrahu is actually arriving at the finish line. We gather from this word only that if we are steadfast in our journey, we will reach at the destination one day, inshallah ta'ala. Falamma balagha, and when they reached, majma'a baynihima, the junction of the two seas, nasiya hutahuma, They forgot their fish. How it happened? فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ and it took its way. فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبَ through the sea as in a tunnel. You all have heard the hadith, so you must be understanding it better. The place where fish was supposed to fall, Musa alayhi salam falls asleep. When Yusha bin Nun, being a good caretaker, a good companion, a good student, is awake himself and was making sure to take care and provide comfort to Musa alayhi salam. Meanwhile, the fish got out and fell into water, and he forgot to mention it to Musa alayhi salam. Although he did see the fish, but upon Musa alayhi salam waking up, he forgot to mention it to him and continued their journey. They went ahead, leaving the destination behind. That's what mentioned here. Word Saraba came. Let's see it. Saraban, seen Ra Ba, is its root. Such tunnel which has only one opening, a steep place, meaning keep on entering. When snake enters in his pit, this is the word used for that too. Fish entered in the water in a way that it kept on entering into it. Some people argued about that too, if the fish was cooked or uncooked. Pick on small things. It is enough that it was a fish, cooked or uncooked. Some say it was cooked and it was a sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was one of the miracles which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to his prophets. That fish fell and entered into the water. And Hud is fish. Other words are also used in Quran for fish. You will read Noon used for Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam, Zunnoon. Sahib al-Hud is in Surah Qalam. Hitan is its plural. It came in the story of Ashab al-Sabt. Hitanuhum. So from Hud, Hitan. We learn from it that people who live with you can make mistakes. Yusha bin Nun forgot, and we human do forget. It can happen. Insan means forgetful. Whoever thinks humans do not forget is very naive. Falamma jawaza. So when they had passed further on, beyond that fixed place, where did you read word jawaza before? In Talut and Jalut's story, at the end of second para in Surah Al-Baqarah. When they passed further, moving ahead of the planned destination. قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ Musa alayhi salam said to his boy servant, آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا Bring us our morning meal. Felt hungry. غَدَاءَنَا is from غُدْوَةٌ غَيْن دَال وَاو is its root. Early beginning part of the day. AM timings are غَدُوْ. He asked to bring him a meal. Which meal? It is like, we call it brunch, when you gather lunch and breakfast together. لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا We have suffered much fatigue in this journey of ours, meaning this journey has made us extra tired. Allahu Akbar. Musa alayhi salam did not feel tired before, but when he surpassed his destination, he felt tired. This was also a sign. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do show such signs to His dedicated servants that whenever they are little bit distracted, they feel a certain weight on their hearts. No one can catch their mistake but their inner self. And they get an inner voice warning them of their mistake. Musa alayhi salam surpassed his appointed destination and the moment he passed further, he started feeling tired. Who get these signs? Whose heart is on truth. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make their hearts strong and mend their hearts in difficulties. Make them steadfast. When Musa alayhi salam got hungry, he asked for food, but fish was not there. What will happen next, we will see that. Do keep in mind here that in our average life, this happens too. For example, if you plan a trip and you estimate its time, every passing hour give you satisfaction that you have less time left now. But when you have crossed that estimated time and realized that in fact you lost your way and you have to go back in order to take the correct route, then you can imagine how difficult that time will be. That's when you face the test and worry about how it will happen. Here is the same situation. When someone is away from his destination, then he starts feeling tired. Even heart guides to the right path. When we enjoy certain work, then no matter how long we spend doing it, we will not feel tired. And the work which has ultimate good in it, then it does not wear you off. When someone realizes that by his little effort, someone is acquiring benefit from his little hard work, then it satisfies him. That realization gives him satisfaction and peace of mind, and he does not feel tired. You should also check the condition of your hearts too, that this Quranic journey is making your heart content or it is making you restless. If you feel eternal peace and a sense of achievement, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you good. Then you spend hours memorizing the translation, reciting ayahs, and you still do not feel tired. Why? Because you know in your heart and realize that you are getting sense of achievement. The tired feeling Musa alayhi salam got was a sign that he lost his way. Another beautiful lesson we get from this ayah, and scholars did talk about this a lot too. And that is, when someone is doing any religious work, and being a human, if such words come out of his mouth, that I am really tired today, then by saying this, it does not affect the reward of his hard work. Why? Because every human is human. Sometimes people worry on such small things and make too much of their words they utter in regards to the work they do. The reward of their work might lessen a little, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never wastes the reward of their labor. Always keep in mind, sometimes people go for Hajj and experience difficult situations. And if it is mentioned, then no harm in it. But it shouldn't be the only story you should be telling everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala see his servant's heart. And this is what gives a person happiness, that my Rabb knows my heart. When someone walks, he will fall. He will stand up, then he will fall again. But this feeling gives you courage to live, that my Rabb knows what's in my heart. My Rabb knows that I never meant to say like this. Didn't want you to mention, but it happened. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا فلما بلغا مجمع بينهما نسيا حوتهما فاتخذ سبيله في البحر سربا فلما جاوزا قال لفتاه آتنا غداءنا لقد لقينا من سفرنا هذا نصبا